When people think of New Jersey, they tend to think of ugly highways, stereotypical accents found on TV shows like Jersey Shore, and a state that has no accomplishments other than being next to states like New York and Pennsylvania. However, New Jersey is a much more intriguing state than most people believe, and part of this intrigue can be attributed to its lore. From the Pine Barrens to dozens of houses George Washington supposedly slept in, New Jersey is haunted by its imagination, fears, and history, all which are seen on the dark, winding turns of Clinton Road. Clinton Road, located in West Milford, New Jersey, is a 10-mile stretch of nightmares that most people driving alone at night do anything to avoid. It sits in a quiet corner of New Jersey, beginning at New Jersey Route 23, and anyone not familiar with the story circulating around this road would think it was simply an ordinary street, if not a little lonely, due to the woods surrounding it and the lack of houses nearby. Over the years, Clinton Road has collected a sort of best hits of folklore and urban legends, from stories about vanishing hitchhikers and ghost trucks, to the KKK and mutated animal sightings. The unofficial epicenter of Clinton Road folklore is Cross Castle, a once-looming palace-like structure that was destroyed by a fire in 1940, then demolished in 1988, leaving only the foundations remaining. When the castle was still a castle, the place was considered a hotbed for the satanic, the KKK, and the occult, displaying the remains of bonfires and graffitied writings from the official Lex Satanicus, the Lavean Church of Satan's Code of Conduct. One legend states that Cross Castle rebuilds itself every October 30th when the KKK sacrifices a goat. There are also claims that ghosts haunt the castle, despite there being no proof of deaths there, and rattling chains and chanting are heard at night. While most of these claims are unfounded, the nature of the abandoned castle calls to mind the stories of Frankenstein and Count Dracula, both taking place in castles, as well as supposedly real haunted castle structures like the Tower of London, and how people flock to old places and tell stories to give themselves and others a scare. The second most known legend of Clinton Road is an interactive one, with a few variations. Visitors to the road are encouraged to toss a coin off of the Ghost Boy Bridge, as it's known, and the spirit of a young boy who drowned there will return it, either on the bridge or on the road in front of your vehicle. Some versions of the story say the boy was challenged by his friends to stand on the bridge while they drove to Route 23 and back, and when they returned, he was dead, having fallen and drowned in the rough waters of the churning waterfall below, while others say the boy drowned while trying to retrieve a ball or pick up a coin in the road, while he was hit by a car and flung over the bridge. The story usually changes to fit the teller's own beliefs, or the way they previously heard it, acting as a sort of urban legend. Unlike most urban legends, the story is sort of a cautionary tale, either warning children against standing in the middle of the road or on the edge of a bridge, or warning adults, even parents, to watch the road at all times, or risk killing an innocent child who will never leave the place he was killed. Though it's easy to pass off this story as just a simple urban legend like the ones we have discussed in class, friends and even former teachers of mine have visited this bridge and swear that they were visited by the ghost boy. One recalls that when he threw his coin off of the bridge, neither him nor his friend heard a splash in the water. Not thinking anything of it, they drove down the road a ways to visit another spooky site, then returned to the Ghost Boy Bridge, where they found the same coin, soaking wet and freezing, sitting on the edge of the bridge. Combining urban legends with conspiracy theories are the stories about the ghost trucks. They share a few traits with both the legends about vanishing hitchhikers, in that they are sometimes presumed to be the victims of car accidents and will start accidents to avenge their own deaths, as well as the headlights gang initiation, featured prominently in the film Urban Legend. Funny enough, vanishing hitchhikers have also been seen on the road, to the point where when driving on this road with a friend and her mom, the mom specifically told us that if she saw someone standing in the middle of the road, she would not stop, because she, quote, wasn't messing with any ghosts tonight, proving just how powerful the belief in these superstitions is. In the case of the ghost trucks, people claim to see jet black pickup trucks that blend in with the dark scenery of a night spent driving on a road with no streetlights, like Clinton Road. These trucks will tailgate any car they see, flashing their headlights and trying to get them to stop, all while disappearing and reappearing at random parts on the road. The legend goes that anyone who stops for these trucks has seen too much and will be killed. This ties into the idea that if you follow the ghost trucks, you will end up at a government facility, where officials are testing on aliens, creatures like the Jersey Devil, or nuclear weapons. Like many of the conspiracy theories that we have covered this semester, the legend shows the distrust people have in their government, and that they believe the government officials would rather hide in the middle of a secluded forest road rather than share their knowledge with the world. The stopping for the ghost trucks and getting killed because of it could also tie into the killing done by a contract killer for a mob boss called the Iceman, who froze his victims' bodies to prevent police from determining the time of death. One body was found on the side of Clinton Road, killed because the mafia had determined he had seen too much, just like the supposed victims of the ghost truck drivers. When talking about Clinton Road with a family friend, he told me of his own experience with a ghost truck. He described how the truck flew up behind them and rode their bumper, how they blasted their high beams to blind him, and even attempted to block the road at one point, allowing him to drive around the truck and get away. Although he is skeptical of the ghostly nature of the truck's drivers, he brought up a great point about the road, as well as urban legends in general. The place attracted sketchy people. Even if there isn't anything supernatural going on, the place is still trouble. And this can be attributed to how popular these legends have gotten in New Jersey communities. People want to scare others for entertainment of themselves and those they scare, just like people telling scary stories around a campfire. So next time you're driving through New Jersey on your way to New York or Pennsylvania, check out Clinton Road. You might be surprised at how spooky 10 miles can be.